The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Huh? Killing it. Maureen, we're recording already.
Excellent.
Welcome to the Colin Geddes Show podcast. Do you ever listen to this? That's what I said.
No, I have a job.
That's what I say at the start. I have a job. I have a job, but is it being annoying as fuck?
Yeah. I'm pretty good at it.
Guess what this is? You already know. The 100th... Did I say that like a black guy in a rap video? You already know!
You said diss as well.
Diss. It's the 100th episode.
Woo!
Which means nothing. The current stats are this. 116,000 plays / downloads. Is that good?
I think that's pretty good, yeah.
So, for every episode, roughly 100 lessons.
Ooh.
That's exciting, isn't it?
That is quite exciting.
Today, my guest is...
today on the show.
You guys will know her as girlfriend Maureen.
Regular.
I always just say that because it annoys me when people say things like, so it's doing this and Sandra was like, and you're like, who the fuck? No one knows who that is. You know? So I always just put their title in there first.
Or when people just say the woman or...
The woman's at the house there, just fucking tit feeding them children, and I spunked in her.
Not like that.
You're gonna have to talk up, Maureen. I'm gonna have to put the gain up. You don't have to get that close either. I don't have to clean it after. I'll plug some gigs, and by some I mean one. Next week, Lavery's Comedy Club returns on the... What's the date? What's 7 plus 7? 14 plus another 7? 21?
Yeah.
Is that when it's back? The 21th?
Yeah, I think so. Is that... That's Wednesday, isn't it?
Lavery's Comic Club is back on the 21st of January. I haven't booked a headliner yet.
So we shouldn't say that.
Yeah, but otherwise I'd have to tell people what it is.
Alright, okay.
But it'll be good. I've a couple of people in mind and both of them are very good.
Ooh, support, it's always good, like, so.
Support. It's always good. It's Lavery's Comedy Club. Have you ever been to a bad one?
Never, actually. Never. I've been to all of them.
Yeah.
So.
All of them. So I'll put it on Twitter and you'll see the poster, etc. I'm sure whenever it's released. It's always good, man.
Have you talked about the Dev Festival?
I'm going to. These are notes, mate. Who has a job now, eh? Professional. Laying out stuff. In lists. Look. There's about 16 points there.
Ooh.
Some of them, you know, Crisp Shop, 32Z Tits, The Secret.
Oh.
It's
all here, guys. All coming up in the show.
Coming up later with my guest, girlfriend Maureen here. Mm. AKA the Crack Assassin and the Job Denier. So, last week we had what's it called? Oh, by the way, see from February, was it February, March, April, May? The second Tuesday of every month, we're going to do a live podcast in the Black Box.
That's definitely going ahead.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Isn't it?
The last one was fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm going to figure out how to properly record it this time so that people can enjoy it live. And what I do, Moyne, is I don't put it out straight away, because then I'm like, well, sure, why would you go? And I have to say, some people are probably thinking, why would you go? But it was a totally different experience, wasn't it?
Yeah, because
it was a lot of fun.
You get stand up as well. You get to, I think it's nice to watch. I like watching things. We're both like that. We quite like watching things. Do you know what I mean, rather than just listen? So yeah. It's quite nice to listen to or to watch and listen at the same time. It was fun. It was just good crack.
Things are funnier with a live audience.
Yeah, because you can actually have like back and forward banter with people who are there.
It's true.
So it.
And then some people get a bit carried away and just don't shut up.
Oh yeah.
I know you're recording and all, but I've got jokes up my sleeves here. So anyway, we had the day festival thing, which, is that a bad name to go with?
Well, it's not really in the day, is it?
No.
But is that now hilarious now? It's not a day fest, it is a comedy fest, for sure.
Should I change it to mini comedy festival?
Yep.
Micro comedy, mini comedy festival? No?
Mini comedy festival.
They do a thing in London called the Fast Fringe.
Ooh.
Which is where they'll have loads of fringe acts. On in a day. You know what I'm saying? When you're not paying any attention, you're drawing pictures of hats. Is that a hat?
Yeah.
Why are there all hats, please?
Well, in case I ever need.
It's going to turn into domestic abuse, isn't it? You're like, let me draw pictures, stab me. Domestos abuse?
Yeah. My own domest.
In my own domest. The Day Fest was great. Who was on? Everybody. I got the footage back from it. People were filming. Going to make a video. It's going to be super exciting. It was great, wasn't it? Four Lambs and Hog.
It was...
Killing it.
I've been obviously all the libraries and seen quite a lot of people. As an audience member. And everyone just did really, really, really well. Like, everyone did some of their best sets I've ever seen them do.
Yeah.
Which was really nice. I think because the whole audience and the whole vibe of everything was just brilliant. Everyone was just in a really good mood and having really good fun. So it meant everyone went on stage in a fantastic mood, having really good fun, and we were like extra funny.
It was just...
So it was really, really good.
It was a good vibe.
Yeah, it was. It was just fun. Like literally, even people were commenting and going, Con looks like really happy. You know what I mean? Because you were just...
Who said that?
Everyone.
Some losers.
Yeah, because you should look really
happy. Colin looked so happy.
Like that. Not in like a cheesy way, but in a like... everyone was having really good fun. You could see everyone was like visibly like, this is a good night. Which is good, because if the people on stage have a good time, usually the audience are having a good time.
This is true. And everyone was super patient, and it was fun. Yep. I had to get the emergency chairs out, as usual.
It was... we weren't actually expecting the amount of people who did show up.
No, it was
great. Obviously, we tried to, like, we made sure everyone got got some sort of seat, although there's still a lot of people standing. But no one seemed to mind, really.
My problem was I put the wrong time online. I was like, the doors open at 7:30, show at 8:30. Whereas all the normal people turn up at 8:30. And sure, weren't we sitting there for 30 minutes with nobody in it? Going, this was a terrible idea to put it on in January. And then sure enough, everyone just piled in. That'll teach me, won't it?
I wouldn't have been here for 7:30.
So. Nah, it was class though, wasn't it? What about Colin Geddes, my new mate?
Oh, God.
It's some dude, I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast.
Neither do I.
Usually the people that get on weird are like, oh, I fucking, are a bit over the top. They're not really like indie, or I hate to use the word fans, but like, they're not the ones that listen to your podcast or see all your videos. They just like latch onto one thing. Oh, me and the boys used to watch weird videos. And this guy comes over and you were like, he wants to annoy you. And I went over and spoke to him, blocked. And he's like, guess what my name is? Colin Geddes. What do you say? What do you say to someone?
That's good. That's what I said to him. That's good. Thank you. Because I was at the door as usual. Trying to keep everything, keep an eye on everything, make sure everything's
okay. Everyone else has bouncers, we just have Maureen. Like,
just me, basically. On the door, doing all the tickets, making sure the lights are okay.
They're also doing all the chicken.
cooking some chicken, folding some clothes, all those things. And then he just sort of popped in. And it happens quite a lot. I don't know what it is with comedy. People think that they can sort of just come stand and watch a minute.
Yeah.
And then go, no, I'm not coming in. And you're going, well, you're standing there. So you could either leave then or come in. Like, yeah, make up your mind. But anyway.
People don't get it. Like,
they think they can just stand there as if like, oh, but I'll just stand here. And those people did that for Niamh Maron. Laughing their heads off. But we're like, no, we'll not come in. We'll not pay in. And you're sort of going, well, don't stand there watching it for free when everyone else is actually coming in.
Yeah.
So, none of you care. You're just trying to let it go. But
it's just places like Laveries and certain other places, they think because it's a comedy night, it's not like a, you know, it's not like a fucking, you know, club night or something. Yeah. That they're like, oh, sure, it doesn't really need doormen or anything. Well, it's like, it kind of does, like.
But I mean, no, not, like, we have obviously, we have help when we need it, as happened when Colin Geddes. But he basically came up to me, him and another guy, and was like, you know, just walk past me. And I'm like, oh, sorry, like this, you know, I use here for the comedy night. Because sometimes people don't know. Sometimes people do genuinely walk in thinking it's just another part of the bar. A lot of people who haven't really been to Laveries a lot don't really know what it is. They just see people and walk in. And I usually say, sorry, are you here for the comedy night? And sometimes they'll go, oh, yeah. Or sometimes they'll go, oh, I didn't realise. Sometimes they come in. Sometimes they go, oh, sorry, I'm actually looking, you know, the pool room, or yeah, I'm looking the football or whatever. So you usually just direct them somewhere, and it's just, that is totally fine. But I just said, sorry, are you here for the comedy then? And he went, no. And I went, all right, okay. I was like, it's just that, you know, there is a comedy on tonight. And it was completely rammed. So it was not as if I was just like, you know, should I come in or something. I was like, you know, lots of people paid in here, you know, and they've planned to come tonight. Actually, lots of them had like made plans and stuff. So I was like, well, is it a comedy night, you know? And, you know, usually you have to pay for a ticket in and stuff. And I went, no, I'm not doing that. I was like, okay, And he goes, nah, I'm just here for Colin. And I was like, right, okay, that's no problem, but it is a comedy night. And he went, yeah, but guess what my name is? And I was like, what? My name's Colin Geddes too. And I was like, and he was just so kind of rude and drunk. I was just like, yeah, that's good, okay. No, let me show you. And then he spent doing that drunken thing. So I was trying to keep his, like,
can't work his own phone, trying to go on Facebook.
But, do you know, like, I'm very aware, you know, that people are talking loud, it puts the people off on stage, and then it draws attention to people in the audience. They're not listening to people on stage, so trying to keep it all like under wraps, trying, like, if he's going to talk, I'll try and keep him down. Let me show you. Couldn't open his phone, spent ages trying to get to his own profile, couldn't get in it. There, that's my name there. And I was like, that's very good. I believe you, don't worry, I definitely believe you here, it's fine. Look, and I was like, that's okay. I was like, look, it is coming, I really need to keep it down. You're more than welcome to come in, but, you know, if not, you know, you can't really just stand there.
You're more than welcome to come in, but don't.
Yeah, but probably don't. But he just kept saying this, and I was like, right, okay, that's fine. And he's like, I'm just going to stay here and heckle Colin. And I was like, no, you're not, actually. I was like, nope, you're definitely not. I was like, you just have to be really blunt with people. I found, you know, at the start, you're not like that. At this stage of the game, I'm just like, no, you're not. I need you to leave. And he's like, no, I'm just going to stay here. I was like, well, you need to buy a ticket then. He went, how much is it? And I told him, he's like, no, I'm not paying that. I was like, well, you're more than welcome to go upstairs then. I go, there's a bar upstairs, go ahead. His friend had, like, literally within the first minute left him. Was like, come on. This was like way after, before this. Went upstairs, just couldn't be bothered with him, obviously. It was annoying him all night. And I was like, I'm just going to heckle Colin all night. And I was like, no, you're not. Actually, I was like, I'm not going to let that happen. I was like, no. And then he just refused to leave, and he just stood at the door watching. And I was like, oh, for God's sake. And you were on at the stage, and I was like, something's going to happen here. And as soon as you came off, I just went, Colin, this guy's going to hassle you. Just try and do something. And he did. He just pulled you to the side and was like, slapping in your ear. And I was like, this is
drunk
so annoying.
Drunk people talk so much
and
shit.
Then he tried to go back in, like walk past me again, and then started being really loud again. I was like, you really need to keep your, like, you know, the noise down. Eventually, though, luckily, we got the Laveries bouncers just running. Like, but my goodness, like, he was the only one, and he wasn't actually even part of the audience anyway, but he was the only one that anything bad happened.
People are fucking retards, aren't they? You realise how, like, sometimes you're spoiled, because if you hang about, like, funny people, or, you know, Mickey or Begley or all these people who are really funny, and then you talk to some fucking guy, and he's, like, trying to tell you some shitty story, and you're like, mate, what the fuck are you doing? Is this going anywhere? You've looked around now you're at the start of the story again.
Yeah.
I'm just going to come on in. That couple, the English couple, are laughing at me. She's really funny. Is it okay if we just stand here? And I went, well, everyone else is paid in, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. But then stood there, and the girl, I could see her going, this is so funny. Can we stay? And he's like, no, we'll go upstairs in a minute. And I was just staring at them going, do you know, you can't just...
It's kind of like walking. Like,
it's not different rules for different
everything,
people.
Everything about a comedy night should be more or less the same as going to the cinema.
Yeah.
Sit in the dark and watch and enjoy it. You can bring your drinks in. And if someone speaks to you, speak back to them. And only heckle if it's, you know, it's 100% really good. Instead of just like...
I'm a big believer in not disrupting it for everyone else. I think I hate when people heckle. It's not even because they're saying something ridiculous or offensive or whatever it is. It's more because it's taking all the attention on them. And you're not actually listening to what the comedian's going to say. Everyone in the audience just has to listen to you because you've now taken up everyone's time. And it's just all about you then. And I don't like that. I don't like the way it takes everyone else who's paid in to just listen.
Do you remember there was a girl at Lavery's once and she was with this fella? She wasn't a girl. She was about fucking 40. Blonde. And she just, for some reason, had this attitude as soon as it started. Like, yeah, you're going to say something funny or something. And you're just like, maybe if I didn't have to talk to you, you fucking mong. It drives me insane. Are you going to do some material? Well, if you hadn't spoke up in the first place, you fat stupid bitch. Look at this fella you're with. He would probably rather stick his dick in a fucking jar full of ants than...
Mm.
I'm sorry, I went off on it.
Okay, I got carried away now.
So what we're saying is the Day Fest was great crack, wasn't it? Oh, man.
It was great crack.
Did Mickey stay here after? Did we drink much? Yes. We stayed in the Halloween drinks.
We did have some drinks.
To be honest, that Frango place, it's like a chicken place across from Lavery's, we may as well just get a job in there.
We should probably have some sort of loyalty card.
How many have we eaten in the last week? Three?
Yeah, I think three, yeah.
Three, that's obscene. I mean, you're getting like the rice thing, so it's, you know, rice and chicken. People eat that, you know, when they're bodybuilding. That's fine.
I sound so, like, tight right now.
Just ripped. Fellas can go in tight as fuck. When girls go in pure tight, it's a different thing.
It sounds weird, yeah. So as soon as I said it, I was like, oh, that sounds weird, doesn't it?
Because you didn't even say it in a hard man voice. Like, you're tight as fuck. You're like, this is quite tight after eating a bit of rice there.
Quite tight. It's quite
tight.
Yeah,
that
was so weird. Okay,
I
took it back.
That was good crack. And then we were back in fucking Lavery's last night, weren't we? The legend of Lecky was up. Telling us all sorts of love triangles that he's involved in.
He's a different type of human, isn't he?
He's...
He can drink physically more than I've ever known anyone to ever drink.
He says things like, you know, pain is just a sensation. And he goes, sure, cold, just block it out. Cold is just a feeling. As we walked down the street and like, how cold was it last night? It was cold as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just walking along like, fuck it. I changed his voice 9 times. This is what he actually sounds like. Fucking bear. Cold is just a sensation. But the only reason we're out is because he wanted to drink a lot before he got his fucking tonsils out on Wednesday. Which is stinking. Have you seen the video I was telling you about where the guy opens his mouth and he's got like tonsillitis or something and like the wee holes in your tonsils in it was like... Sorry, I'm going to draw a picture. So if that was like your thing, it's covered in loads of wee bits. And when it's infected, the whole thing swells up and they get like filled with like pus type shit.
Oh.
Right? But they just come out in like wee Tic Tacs of...
Oh, con. Of that's infection. Disgusting.
Like a fucking... just like a wee... You know, we sick? I'll talk more. Because it just pops out like a wee Tic Tac. A wee green Tic Tac. And do you know what's gross? You know all those videos that... you gonna be sick?
No, it's just disgusting.
Do you know all those videos... They come out and it's like, oh, look at this thing. Someone squeezed a spot and it was disgusting. If you do you know what one of the best ones I've seen? Have you ever heard of mango worms? Where dogs get like...
Please don't tell me this. I don't want to see it.
Dogs get bitten by this thing like loads of times and they lay little eggs in it. So you get a dog and honestly the whole thing has just been... It's had like a ton of fucking eggs laid in it. And you can just squeeze the dog like it's a Play-Doh machine and all the wee worms just squirt out of their skin.
No, don't tell me this.
So if you're one of those guys, or one of those people who's like obsessed with like...
Do people really like watching these things? Like the spots and stuff? Or is it like it grosses them out and they can't...
Yeah,
and it's like kind of addictive because it's grossing.
It's like...
I can't watch them.
it's like a weird sort of thing where people are just obsessed. They're like, oh, I can't believe that. Almost like a relief sort of gratification type thing.
I do not have that. I'm still traumatized from those weird things.
Yeah.
Still to this day, I can't even picture them.
It was flying around the internet. You've probably seen it where people took.
And it was totally fake as well. It wasn't even real.
It was fake.
It is freaking me out more than anything.
It was a real. It's a real plant. It grows in like swampy type shit.
I know. I've seen them.
And it's like a circle. I'm talking to the people more. I'm talking to the audience.
No, I just mean like I've actually physically seen one as well.
Where?
Well, you can get dried ones and part of like plants and shit.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's made sense to me right now. Like potpourri.
Yeah, but not even. But like, you know, like dried flowery things. But that's what I mean. I've actually physically seen it.
Yeah.
So I don't know why it's so freaks me out so much.
Maybe because it's like, you know, if a fella sees like on that rare breed show, the guy was castrating a wee cow, a wee bullock.
Yeah.
And you go, oh my dick. Yeah. Even though it's a different animal, right? And it didn't even make a noise, and he just waked its ball bag off. Now, it's probably something similar because it was on the girl's tit. You're going,
I think, oh, as well, though, the look of it is because it was like a hole, and then there was a thing in the hole, and that freaks me out.
Titworms.
And because it looked hard.
Hashtag titworms, guys.
It looked hard on something so squishy that it just made me, all my brain go weird. I don't like it.
Something so squishy.
Yeah. To the point that I see it in other things now. There's like a bit when I walk down to go to work, and there's like in a grating that's a wee circle with wee things cut out.
Yeah.
And almost all I can see now.
Titworms.
The other day I was making a cappuccino in work, you know, from those packets. Went all bubbly, and then all the foam was around it with these big bubbles. Yeah. I was like, that looks like it.
Hashtag titworms.
Honestly, isn't that really weird? Like, I just like torments me now.
You're gonna have to get like,
isn't that
like
weird?
Man blacked with that wee.
No, I might need to.
Or go to like
totally freaking out. And that wasn't even real. Therefore, I cannot watch the spot ones because. That it just grosses me out too much.
Some of them are pretty rank.
Like, I can watch people like break their legs and like surgery and like weird, like other things like that. But gross things.
I can't watch
them at all.
I can't watch breaking bones.
See, I don't mind that, or surgery or blood, things like that don't bother me. But just be gross. Any sort of bodily fluids usually make me feel sick. Like snots and vomit. I can't deal with it.
What about the wee kid singing Let It
No,
Go?
No,
Let It Go! Let It Go!
You tag me in it about twice a week to make sure I look at it again. I don't want to see
Let
it.
Let it go. And just like, what does it even look like coming out of his nose?
God, can we not talk about this?
It just looks like fucking.
See, if you can see things like that and you just like laugh and then it's out of your brain, I'll see that and go, that's gross. And it is then imprinted in my brain every time. Like, it will just sneak up at me and I will think about it all the time.
Yeah, have you ever like done a thing like that where you sneeze and snots come out? There was a guy at jiu-jitsu the other week and he sort of went and a bit of phlegm came clean out of his mouth and hit the mat. Oh, and it was so chunky he had to pick it up. He picked it up like he dropped the coin. Just picked it up.
Can't stop it.
Do you ever drop an egg? Do you ever drop an egg on the floor? Try and pick an egg up?
This happened when I was younger in secondary school and at the bus depot. So there's like all the different schools and it was a really scummy school.
Yeah.
And there was this guy and he was just secondary really
schools,
horrible.
Secondary schools, they're called.
Yeah.
Partial.
Stupid secondary schools. Non-grammar school. But he was just a real like torment, do you know what I mean? He's a wee fat guy, so he's obviously just trying to make up for the fact that he's a wee fat guy.
That he hates himself?
Yeah. So he was really annoying and like just was always in everyone's face and I remember he did like a big what?
It was almost really taking bins out. Oh.
He did like a big crazy. Like spit thing, like snot type thing and went on someone's bag.
A bit greener.
And honestly, I still have that memory. Like I shouldn't remember, that shouldn't be a memory that I have. That's taken up the space of other nice things that may have happened to me in my life.
Yeah.
And I remember that. Isn't that horrible?
That's pretty gross.
And I can't get, like, I wish you could just, like, decide. You know, on your phone, you flick through, like, your photo stream and go, click, 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 yeah, delete those, don't need them. Mm-hmm. Keep some of the important things from years ago that I'll do. Wish you could do it with memories. Just, like, go through and go, really.
Do you hear that,
Steve that.
Jobs? Maureen wishes you could do that with memories.
Can we have a mind stream that you can go back and go, do you know what, that's just taking up room I don't need.
Yeah.
And really just makes it all seem bad now. Don't want that. Not big things, obviously, there should be a lot of things, but I think you should remember, but wee tiny things like that are just, like, come back to haunt you.
When I had, like, a bit of a cough or, like, chest infection type thing, and I smoked at the time, and you know when you smoke, like, when you smoked as much as I did, nothing stops you. You're like coughing all the time and you're just still smoking. And I remember just waking up one morning and going to cough this shit up, and I swear it was like, it was like pliable, like a piece of fucking Play-Doh. It wasn't even like, stop crying, boy. It was, it was like,
I'm just thinking, you've already told me this story.
I swear to God, you could just break, like, and it was like, oh.
Can we just leave this in the note?
PVA glue, you know,
don't
like
smoke.
Don't
and
smoke.
Then this is it. can we stop talking about gross things?
Let's change the topic.
Please,
we went
please
for lunch
do.
With my sister today, which is always an event. What's she like? She's like someone that was frozen in time. Do you know that movie where the guys like they find like a caveman in ice and they fucking unfreeze him and then he is in the real world? She's a lunatic. I made a note, right? Here's some things. There's four things. I know there was another one.
We weren't actually with her that long.
No,
This wasn't like a whole day for these things we said.
She actually picked us up about 3 because she was coming from work training or something.
We were home at 5:30.
Yeah, we went to like a wee Greasy Spoon cafe. I enjoyed the shit out of that.
Yummy.
The Mad Hatter. Pie and chips, mate. Heartburn like a bastard. Pastry.
Can't deal with it, can you?
Pastry, there's certain things. Pastry, coleslaw, of which I had both. Drinking last night didn't help.
It's generally being a faggot as well.
What's the rules on girls saying faggot?
We can say it to anyone, I think.
Yeah, because I know it's...
Except for someone who's actually homosexual, that's it. It's always a rule, isn't it?
But no one does that.
I know. I don't know anyone who'd actually say that to anyone.
Here's I had this problem whenever I said, called someone a fucking retard, and that woman was like, oh, you know, please tell us your definition of the word retard. And it's like, if you get I think if you get offended at the word retard or faggot, it's because in your head you have a notion of what you think, like a faggot or a retard.
You have associated it with something bad that you think is bad.
Yeah.
And therefore, if someone else uses it, you go, that's a bad word that they're using. Because means that, and I think,
to me,
and
someone,
I believe that, you know.
If I call someone a fucking retard, and they go, you can't say that, you go, it's because you think it would be bad to tell what you think a retard is. You think it would be bad for me to call them a retard.
Yeah, so really, you are the one using it in the bad way.
You have negativity tied to it. I'm calling this guy a retard because, you know.
He's silly.
He's being a silly bitch.
He's just being silly.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, so we'll go to lunch. Or about 3:00. What time did we get up at today?
Yeah, about that.
About 2?
No, to be honest, I was up at 10. And after being up for about 24 hours yesterday, for my long day, I woke up quite early. But that was secondary nap, so which is totally fine, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I was awake and then asleep 4 or 5 times.
I watched some Jonathan Creek.
Was
and
that,
then
I
had
a
weird
a bad,
sleep.
I thought it was a bad dream.
No, I had a weird dream then after. I shouldn't have done that.
Jonathan Creek, Jesus Christ.
I know, how to find out what happened. It was very interesting.
Was it? There was I was kind of drifting in and out of consciousness, but there was something happening in the background, where, did he nearly fall or something? And he went, oh, 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 like that. And I was like, that's the worst acting I've ever seen for a serious, intense drama. Speaking of bad acting,
No, because the guy that was killed was like a slapstick guy, so they're obviously just... He was doing the thing, he was actively trying, just slipping in a banana at the very end of it, just to round up the whole episode.
Slip in a banana.
And then the funny bit, Caroline Quentin went, now that you've slipped in the dog mess, do you want to try the banana? Eh? So you actually slipped in...
Dog shite,
actually.
I would say dog shite is slippier than banana.
I think that was the point they're trying to make, God.
Not as tasty, though.
No, can I get back to the point again? Let's stop talking about shite as well.
Fucking shite.
Got all those gross boxes ticked off. Let's keep going.
Speaking of bad acting, what about number 2s?
Oh.
For anyone, I don't know
goodness.
Where people listen to this, right? BBC Northern Ireland have put out a comedy show called The Number 2s, which is about civil service members at Stormont. Now, Stormont is funnier in real life than it could ever be fucking parodied.
Mm-hmm.
Reporting live from Stormont would be funnier than this show. And I gotta say, you know, you have to give these things a chance. You're like, you can't really tell much from the trailer, other than the trailer wasn't funny at all. You know, many times you go, the trailer was decent, let's be cops, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trailer, funny, I dragged you along to see
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes they do that though, they'll put all the funny things in the trailer.
Yeah. They couldn't find anything to put in the trailer.
That was probably the best bits they put in the trailer, and they weren't funny either.
The opening scene. I'm pretending to be from India because that's what happened. Mate, wise up. And it's just shit. The acting's bad.
The only way we could describe it was like...
old.
It was like a group of teenagers in secondary school where they've been in a politics class and they've been told to make a funny play.
Yeah.
And no one can act and no one can really write a well-flowing script.
Yeah.
And it's all right, open the door, walk across, all pause, then say the word.
Yeah.
The other person then leaves a pause. What? And then it's turned round. And someone else comes through the other door.
Overreaction.
So it was just like, it seemed like a bad play or something.
I will not be stand for the...
And it was like...
So it
the
was,
most,
it was
you know,
bad. Like,
you got this Sinn Féin guy who's like a wee bit fucking dodgy. I've got a dodgy background and all. The other guy, I'm in the DUP, putting on that voice that like, I'm posh from fucking such and such. And you're like, why does it have to be like that? Why is it like...
We were like almost counting off, right? They just put in, it was like a checklist of what's all the hilarious things about Northern Ireland. They mentioned Northern banknotes, which is not topical at all. They mentioned the curry my yogurt thing. They mentioned just like the silliest, like they're going to run out of things to do. And none of that was funny, but no, it was just, there was no substance to it. It was just so bad. It was just not funny. Like, we always give everything a chance. Like, there's nothing like we wouldn't sit down and go, I'm just not going to watch it. We'll always watch it and, like, try and see where it's coming from. But it just, I don't know, it just doesn't work, I don't think.
No.
No one wants, do people just, who write these things or set these up or whatever, do they just think that people still find all that funny? Because most people are just sick to death of it.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's been done, and it should have just been, you know, yeah, we've done all that kind of stuff. Why don't we do Northern Ireland, like, because it actually has a lot of quite funny people. You know, make it really good. There is a good Northern Irish comedy scene. Why not showcase that? You know, it just seems, it's so baffling. I think it's like that thing of going, people will find this funny. And a very small majority of people still find that funny.
Someone put up a trailer, I said this earlier, someone put up a trailer and I clicked the thing and it was like, you know, this is much like disinterest, it was taken in it immediately, like there was a tour of the set with Tim McGarry, who wrote it, or co-wrote it, and the video had 49 hits. You know what I mean? The BBC are making a thing and putting out trailers for it and all that shit, you know. There's zero fucks given about it. And it's like, oh yeah, it's got 49 hits.
But it's funny because like the BBC...
No one gives a fuck
about it. The BBC is owned by everyone, really. Realistically, you know, it's for the audience who are watching it. That's the reason it's been made, you know.
Yeah.
So how something can be put on with, you know, that the majority of people don't like or won't watch or whatever, doesn't have a huge pull or whatever... It should always be about what everyone wants to watch, which I don't think is that anymore. And as you said, like, you made a good point, because you were like, if that was on, but lots of other things were also on, and there was like a wide variety of things, you'd have no problem with it. You'd be like, yeah, it's funny enough. You know, it's okay, it's fine. It has its place, like everything. There's different genres, everyone likes different types of comedy, it's totally fine. But when you're only putting out one show, comedy show.
That's all their comedy output.
And it's about Northern Ireland politics.
Yeah.
And all the stereotypes of the day couldn't have been... It would have been funnier if they were doing it as a piss take of a Northern Ireland comedy show.
Well, tell you what.
Do you know what I mean?
If you
like,
watch, like...
It was just...
If you watch, like, old Savage Eye, they have a sketch like that. Like, stick it in a pan. Like, taking the piss
out of Northern
Ireland.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if it was like that. Like, if you were to write something now going... Let's do a really embarrassing how a Northern Ireland person, you know.
Yeah.
That would be more funny, but it wasn't. That's the problem. And because it's the only show on, it's just like, is that it? There's so many good, funny people, funny actors, funny writers, funny everything, comedians, bloody everything.
There's guys about, like, who do write sort of satire-y stuff about Northern Ireland, and it works here. Like, Terry McHugh, Paddy McDonald, even Mickey, to a certain extent. fucking Dan Watson, if anyone can get their hands on, who would have written some seriously funny shit.
But it would be clever and funny, though. That's the difference, yeah. Though, isn't it? You know, and it would be like up to date,
yeah.
Maybe a bit more.
Yeah.
It's a fact that this may as well have been out in the flipping, you know, yeah. 80s.
He's, like, how forced was the bit when he bring out the green apple and the white sandwich and then no. the orange, and he drops it on the floor, pretends to stand on it really bad. Like, that's the only orange fucking feet that are going to march past the Ardoin shops or something. I don't even know where the fucking Ardoin shops are. You know what I mean?
In Ardoin, I suppose.
Yeah, but there's no fucking way that is going to try. You know, it's just, it's no. so specifically of course, funny. Yeah, of course not. To about 10 people.
And if you were writing, like, well, not just you, but you in general, you know, everyone, if someone was writing something, right, it's a piece of art then, it's a piece of whatever, creative, whatever, would you not want it to sort of last a bit longer than the 10 minutes is on TV? You know, you want it to still be funny in years to come. Things can be yeah. relevant now, and maybe, you know, in 5 years' time, it's not relevant because it's not the same things, but you could still find jokes funny. But it's whenever it's like, that won't even be funny in 6 months. It's not even funny now. It's not going to be funny in 10 years' time. It's not going to be something you can look back on going, look what I made, you know? So I don't know why it would be put on whenever... I just think there's so many other things could be put on TV that people would actually really enjoy and would change it up a bit. That's not the same yeah. type of, you know, verdict comedy. This is Northern Ireland comedy now.
They always say things like, oh, this is very Northern Irish or whatever. And there's a reason why, like... There's this weird thing where, like, Northern Ireland isn't really respected comedy-wise.
Yeah.
So you'll go somewhere and you'll go, oh, this is a bit Northern Irish or whatever. And it's only because no one's seen anything decent from Northern Ireland yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, no one's going to, like, Limmy. That's really... And I can't fucking stand Limmy, but...
Yeah.
No one's going, that's too Scottish, because everyone just gets it. Yeah. No one's going, hey, Trailer Park Boys, that's a bit too Canadian. It's like, if it's funny... It doesn't matter where it's from, but there's just something about here where it's like, oh, I'm not sure if anyone's going to get that because you sound like you're from Belfast.
Yeah, it doesn't really. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's funny when people talk about their own, like you know the Kevin Bidges bit when he's talking about the house party and stuff. He's using lots of words, slang words that you would have never heard before, but you know what he's talking about because it's
still funny.
A subject that you know everyone understands or has happened to him, whatever. So you wouldn't even want to take it away from them. So you don't have to make people not Northern Irish. It doesn't mean you don't ever talk about Northern Irish politics, because that's a huge
yeah.
part of it. But it's whenever everything is just focused on it. You're specifically.
I wouldn't mind number like twos that. If, you know, Mickey Bartlett had a chat show.
Yeah.
I had a fucking thing that had everyone in it. Fucking Shane had a fake series like The Trip or something with fucking... Mike McGoldrick, if fucking all that, you know, if everyone yeah. got to do their own shit.
If it was part of a, you know, large selection of other well made, funny, hilarious things that also came from Northern Ireland, it'd be yeah. class. But as if that's the only thing people are saying, it doesn't. I don't yeah. think. I actually do think a lot of people, even within like, Northern Ireland, don't realise how much good comedy yeah. there is. People even don't even think there's stand up.
Even your man, like, the Bark Boys. You know, if you were looking, like, real funny, on-the-ground, like, Belfast-type jokes,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that he does is way funnier than fucking any of that old shit. You know what I mean? Like, just old shit.
Yeah. I mean, it does all have a place. There's something
Northern like... banknotes. How many fucking punchlines was, like, I paid for Northern banknotes? No one fucking remembers that. People, but, like, what's the cutoff for people remembering that? Your age?
Probably.
Warren's 14. You know, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, yeah.
Fuck it. Anyway, so we went for lunch with my sister. And then we ended up in Tesco's. And I made a note here. I was literally going to do a piece of stand-up called Things That Rachel Said in 20 Minutes. Some classics. She was looking Parmesan cheese. Now... What way do they spell it in Italian? Like Parmigiano or something?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's it at the top there. What was it she said? That's not, that's fucking Parmadingo.
Parmigingo or something.
Parmigingo. She said that and you're fucking pissed myself. She were standing there and there was a packet of black-eyed peas. You know, not just a band. you know, real peas for real people. And she was looking at them and she goes, did the people like draw those wee black bits on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They take all those little peas and they draw them on, you fucking retard. She goes, there's a lot of weird people in here. What do you mean? Sort of like foreign. Sort of coloured. And then she was talking about like...
On the way out, though, the people walking past.
What'd you say there?
Whenever they just walk in front of a car, they must be Muslim.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of... What was it? Do you know 21% of the world's population are Muslims? Really? What does that mean? What do you think? What do you think's going to happen with the Muslims?
What do you think is going to happen with Islamabad? That's what you said, no?
Yeah, what do you think about Islamabad? What do you mean? All these Muslims?
What do you think of the Muslims? Be more specific.
Yeah. Do you know there's a mosque in your street? There's not. There's like an Islamic centre. Or
and
something.
She said that's different.
That's even worse.
That's even worse.
She goes, oh, is it? She said, yeah, but they're not Muslims, they're Islamics. And I was like, no, it's the same thing. No, it's not. And I was like, no, Muslims, you know, are Islamic. No, they're not. They're bad. What are they going to do when they take over? Took 5 years to plan 9/11. God knows what they're doing now. Look how long they've taken since that. Lunatic. I hope no one that is living on an employer or something is listening to this. Is that Parmigingo? What more? You've got very quiet. So we'll watch The Secret there after you tell me to watch it for so long. which is... What do you think about that?
I just found it quite interesting.
What the fuck? It's good. It's one of those things that someone like me watching it would be like, what the fuck is this shit? But when you sort of just strip away everything and just kind of listen to like the basic message there, just be positive. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Well, I'm like a big believer in people...
Santa?
In Santa as well. It's all part of it. But like really, you know, taking care of your head sort of thing, you know. A good frame of mind does a lot for you. You know, health-wise, life-wise, job-wise, you know. I just think...
Wise-wise.
All those ones. Blah-wise. But, you know, I've become quite obsessed with it. Like, just to... Just, you know, how your mind works and how... You know, you can have... bad times for your mind and you have good times, so it's trying to figure out why does it happen or what is a good way to,
it's not bad,
you know, but... yeah, well, yeah, and just like how do you try and do it so that things aren't as hard and you feel in a better mood. So
yeah,
I just find it like, not, you don't have to take everything like, it's quite an American sort of thing, a bit on Netflix, but it's just I think it's just a good way. It's good to know lots. I think it's good to know lots of things, do you know what I mean? I think it's good to read about lots of different things and ways of living your life and religions and philosophers, and you know, it's good to have a good knowledge, which is why I think when some people are very like strict, you may say extremist religion, I think it can't be good for them because they're not thinking of everything else. Yeah. So I think things like that help you to think of just other ideas for you to think about, and the different things work for different people.
The only bit pissed me off was there was like, I had a client and he was a gay person, and he was doing stand-up comedy and he was getting heckled for being a gay person, and they cut to the clip and the guy's like, fucking faggot! And he's like, and all of a sudden he decided to just basically, he envisaged that every gig was going to be awesome, and before he knew it he was getting standing ovations. And you're like, first of all, was he bollocks? Second of all, did he just get better? Did he get better at stand-up?
Did he get better though because he was in a good frame of mind?
Did he have one gig because... that were someone shouting.
Obviously, you were going to take that bit personally.
No, not just that bit. What about fucking tit cancer there? I had breast cancer and then I thought it was going to go away and it went away. Meanwhile, tits lopped off. There's a couple of bits of picked holes in, okay? Mr. fucking Miracle Man broke all his spine, could walk again. So it fixed, something got fixed. You had a great frame of mind to get back on your feet, but you know.
did he like think his fucking spinal column back together? I don't think so. But great messages. Staying positive. You're looking at me with disdain.
But you're hearing people's stories.
And regret.
Within like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Over a long period of time, they don't just think their spine better. It doesn't happen like that.
That's what you should have called the book. Hey, my name is...
I don't really think it happened like that.
Well, that's usually what I got.
I know, but he's obviously rounding up the story. It didn't happen like that.
Some guy was being... people shouting faggot at him, and then he thought better. Next minute, he was getting stand-up, and he turned into Kevin Hart. Maury, look at Maury. Did you just give up? Maury just bent back over the chair, as if she'd been shot by a sniper. Did you just give up? Did you give up on me?
That's it. It's over.
Right. Let's move to the news. The secret is, guys, just keep going, man. Stay positive. Keep going. The secret is, visualize thing. Ask the Jesus for what you want. Believe that he's going to give it to you. And then say thanks when he gives it to you. Was it? Eat, sleep, ask for Pete.
Yeah, more or less.
Was it eat? Or no, ask.
I think it's ass?
Sick.
Did you say ass?
Ass. Ass. Booty, titties, vaginas. What do you call a child? Gina? It's Gina.
Ongina?
Like Ongina, yeah. Fucking Tony Glasscunt or whatever her name was. Barry Vandyck and I love those tranny names.
Big Flap State.
Davey fucking Batwings. Let's make up more tranny names.
Apparently RuPaul is going to be in the UK next.
Fucking
Marty. Jonathan Ross or something.
Marty Foreskin. Samuel L. Waxon. What else? Do you know what I'm going to do? Should I do another 50 Shades of Gay when the 50 Shades of Grey comes out?
Could do.
Could do.
Do you shoot a natural film though?
Do you think it's going to be the biggest letdown ever?
Yeah.
No one's going to come anywhere. Why didn't they just go art house with it and make it like hype it
because
up so it was like
enough money then? Because not enough people are gonna go see it or will be like to see it? Or will be like
to
put it in.
Do you reckon Dornan just refused to get the shaft out?
I think so probably.
Dornan get the shaft out, don't want him yet, don't like it.
No.
No. Not into it. I'll get a wee bit of stage fright. No,
if it was you, right?
Yeah, that would work, wouldn't it?
Theoretically.
Imagine me just...
And right, you've got just, the part of the film, though. Would you get it all out?
What do you think he's being paid? He's probably getting
paid more than me, so at least £11 an hour, like.
he's probably getting retarded money. And all you have to do... All you have to do is... Hillary,
he's, like, married and everything.
I nearly said Hillary Berry there.
What? What?
Halle Berry in that movie. Hillary? They were like... Do you want to get your tits out? And she went, no. And they went, do you want like another, whatever, about a million? And she went, all right. Got her tits out and swordfish. Here's me in 50 Shades of Grey. I'll do the lines, right?
Okay.
I just have a couple of questions.
What is it, pet?
Mr. Grey will see you now.
That's not a question. Why didn't he just do his normal accent?
He'll see you now with a big load of fucking bum beads up your shit, pig.
He was polite, intense, smart. Really intimidating.
Oh, he's intimidating.
Do you have any interests outside of work?
What about you?
Fucking.
I'd like to know more about you.
Jamie, your accent's shocking, mate. I'd like to know a wee bit more about you, so is that right, Pat? Tell me this here, do you take it in a plopper or will it scrap you?
There's really not much to know about me. Look.
That's alright then, just get your knickers off. Right over the fucking table there.
I am.
Oh my.
He's they've actually made him, I think, look less good looking in the film.
I exercise control in all things, Miss Steele.
It must be really boring.
Wait till you have a fucking table leg up your hole.
You're actually quite boring.
You'll be eating N-words. Along with fucking my jizz off a mirror, you dirty bastard.
Is that what's in the film? And this is all, I'm just all making up.
What are your interests, Mr. Grey? Do you like eating scat?
Oh, you're so gross.
Do you want me to scat in your titties and rub it all about? No. I have a mate with an amputated leg. Do you want that up your fucking
gump? So what were you expecting it to look like then?
I'm just thinking, if it's a real dirty, sexy book, why is there no shaft or fudge in it at all?
I don't know. It's like anything, they make the films more like commercial so that it's going to sell. Do you know what I mean? It's not. Yeah.
Do you ever see Frozen, the book? Like, the book? They're fucking all over the place. Do you want to suck my penis? God. I don't know anything. Lick my hole. Lick my hole. Wax my cunt. I was saying that for a good few days. Wax my cunt and touch my beans. Lick my face and stuff. Phil McEwan has a song and he's all like, lick my hair and touch my eye. And I was just making up words to it. Wax my cunt and sniff my dad. Piss my fetus and lick my scrot. I remember this guy I went to school with. This is back in the day when, like, you know, some on the weekend someone would be like, oh, I'm going to come down to your house, and they would cycle from wherever they lived, which is probably only about half a mile away, but they would come down. This guy brought his wee brother, and him and his wee brother were having a fight, and he kicked him in the balls, and he fell over, and he was like, I'm a scratching. Which is so funny, because it's like, you know, when you hear a word, and you don't know how to say it quite properly. Like I was telling you, I used to think hard on was Harlon for about 4 years.
Harlon?
Yeah.
Harlon Dingle?
My Harlon Dingle. I'm going to say that for now. Wax my cunt and touch my blobs. Funniest word for breasts, go. Puddings.
Puddings, yeah.
Yeah.
More puddings.
My little puddings with my pudding worms.
Oh, no. No.
Tit worms, eh? I got shot in the nip with a pelican once and it was super sore, man. Got the wee, this red sort of...
And did it go right through your bra as well?
It did, yeah. And it was a wee, like, padded one at the time.
Oh, man.
Because I wasn't packing as much tit meat as I am now. But now it's like two briskets hanging off my norks.
Briskets. That's a good word for them. Oh, briskets.
That's when you go from, like, you know, there's this chart where it's like, you know, it's a breast. And then it's a boobie. And then it's boobs. And then it's tits. Then it's norks. And then it's like jugs, and it keeps going down the list to the point where you've got like the tits are so big they're just like odd shapes of matter, and that's when you hit your meats. That's when you got two big briskets on you. Wayne, stop drawing pictures of tits. Why are you doing? Why are you drawing pictures of tits?
That's not.
Is that four asses smacking together?
No, it's actually how you draw lips on a face chart, a makeup face chart.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
Touch my tits and wax my cunt. Lick my briskets and something else.
What about the woman with the big pops in?
Oh yeah, 32Z tits she had. This is on the Mirror Online, which is, their quote is, the intelligent tabloid. yeah, one of the top stories. Yeah. With all the stuff happening in the world, fucking Charlie Hebdo's killing the fuck out of each other. Did you see the video where they're like, did the guy really get shot in the head? They run past, shoot the gun. It hits the floor, and then just to make it all worse, it's like, yeah, the policeman that they shot. Guess what, Muslims? You are not. No, it was like, guess what, you mad Islamic bitches? It's you just shot yourself a Muslim there. The guy that's saving everyone's life in the fucking shopping center, put everyone in a freezer. He was a Muslim fella, as if to sort of be like. I don't know what they were trying to say, but like, what they should have said was, guess what, these ones that were doing all this crazy shit are just fucking mental. No matter what religion you are. So basically, she's got the biggest tits in the world. Mate, we sound recorder just couped over there. Do you believe that? Still going? Have you lost interest already?
No.
This eye-popping photo shows a woman who claims to have the world's largest fake boobs.
Let's see.
They weigh 9 kilograms each, so she has 18K, which is heavier than that kettlebell over there.
What?
It's 16K. And she's got that hanging off her norkage.
Oh my god.
There she is. Destroyed her face there with plastic
surgery.
They always
look really like painful, like the skin is too stretched.
And look at the shape of her there. Like, how could she fucking like.
She looks like a Mr. Man.
Mr. Titties.
Mr. Titties.
Mr. Brisket Knocks.
But...
Hashtag titworms.
I don't know why anyone would ever want them that big. It's a total inconvenience.
Yeah.
It's, like, how do you sleep, honestly?
That's how a fucking Lulu Ferraris or whatever, the one that had the biggest tits before, she died. Because it was basically like having a fucking...
But like someone sitting on top of you.
Yeah, essentially.
You can't get any clothes to fit you.
Hold on, Maureen, because she got a jumper there. It looks like it has two beach balls on it. Her
necks, right?
Yeah, they were jeans when she put them on. She's hulked out of them. And there, you know, you're looking at her going,
where are you
going
to get a bra for that?
Like, rotten looking, but you've just went fucking mad.
I think, like, if anyone gets a boob job, it'll gravity is still taking hold because your skin is still, like, elastic and will still move. So the heavier they are, the more they're going to fall down anyway. So... in like 5 years' time, they're not even going to look like that. It would look like she's just holding a towel.
Yeah.
Two melons in it.
Way bigger than melons, mate.
It should look like she loves scrotums.
Two big ball bags.
Like that man. Like that man with the 10-stone one.
10-stone ball
bag.
That's
what it's going to look like. It basically looks like that, only she has it up here.
Jeremy Bride put something up. He writes for Waterford Whispers. He's also a comedian. Super funny. He wrote up something like, they should change the name of that once you got the balls to just... you know, the man with the 10-stone testicles to the 20-stone man who's just a fucking loser. Basically, like, he's like, now I can walk effectively to the diner and eat my skinnies. I like to eat skinnies and a lot of meatballs, and I just go eat the skinnies with my tiny bowlies. I was moving into sort of, you know, like a Bill Cosby. Take a little drink and do a raping story, that's nice.
No one can do that voice anymore, can they?
No.
That it's seeming a bit weird.
He's still gigging, but isn't he? Still
is he?
Funny. How Prince Andrew seduced me at 17. See, straight away, see when you're starting to release these stories. Because Prince Andrew was giving you some prince dick when you're 17 on a fucking island. Go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? Oh, here's my secret story. He was showered with compliments about my figure. It sounds like the best weekend out ever. They fly you to the Virgin Islands. Virgin when you go in, not when you fucking leave, huh? Entrails hanging out of you. So, what was this? Made an appearance at Club Trump. So, I'm not going to read that because I don't like facts, but... best trying to put on a good show for him by slowly undressing. Like, you get flown out by millionaires, you know, wined and dined, and then read by royalty. What's wrong with that?
Every girl's dream.
I would do that.
What age was she, 17?
She looks she's loving it there. Like,
who's this? Well, I mean, I've heard the story, but I never read it properly. She's 17. Is she trying to claim that he was being like creepy old man kind of thing?
No, he bucked her. Bucked her right in the post.
In England, 17 is legal, isn't it?
It wasn't in England, though. It was in... I don't know.
But you know what I mean? I'm not saying it was a good thing. Saying
something stupid like you can get married at 16 but you're not allowed to get nobbed till you're 18?
I think it's 18 in Northern Ireland. I think maybe Ireland, Northern Ireland as well. Anyway, but I'm pretty sure England, the age of consent is 17. So I think it's anything below that, it's actually considered paedophilia. But I think 17 is, you know, by law legal or legal even, but... What is her point here? What is she trying to say?
How once the entire affair was short-lived and over, he was not the same attentive guy I'd known in the last few hours. Yeah, he's all like, have a champagne, darling, you have a great figure. Unloads one up inside her. And then he's just like, buy yourself some makeup and throws her like a wad of cash.
Is she just doing this to sort of sell... It's just selling the story though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But no, she's not like making any weird claims or anything, was she?
Yeah, she claimed that he read her...
Oh, just that it was just weird because he was an older man?
I don't know. It's all a bit weird. It's different to me, you know, if it was like she was kidnapped and taken and fucking brutally molested. But it's like...
Well, yeah, she was still way too young, but...
Yeah.
I think it's just like a story because he's a royal, like?
Maybe.
It's just kind of a, like, embarrassing sort of story for him.
Anyway, he gives a fuck.
Weirdos.
Weird. What about the crisp shop opening in Belfast? What are your thoughts on that? If anyone who doesn't know...
It's kind of funny, like...
After the serial killers event in London where they opened the cereal shop, which I get, actually get that more than I get the crisp shop thing. Because they've opened a crisp sandwich shop over here.
But did it not originally start off as like kind of a joke?
Yeah.
And then they sort of went, oh, we'll actually make a crisp shop then. We'll actually make a crisp sandwich shop. And did quite well. Now the thing is, for me, I would totally pay for cool cereals because I love cereal, like. But I wouldn't pay for crisp sandwich.
No, especially...
Because the cereal shop is all, like, cereals from around the world, things you can't get here. You're paying for the whole cool shop and they put a lot of thought and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It is a total novelty, obviously, but lots of things are novelties and that's good. But the whole crisp sandwich thing...
Yeah.
It's definitely not right. Like, my point was,
you could fucking stop at any shop on the way to the cafe to make a fucking crisp sandwich. Like,
no, fair play to them, though, because it's funny. It's definitely hilarious, like...
But you know,
absolutely for them for doing it.
Everyone, you know, you can get ham and cheese in a sandwich, and they give you soup or whatever.
Yeah, it's nice. Like.
But it's kind of weird. It's like owning a fucking cafe and going, yeah, we're the cafe that just sell.
And I don't just sell anything.
Yeah, it's like we're the cafe that we opened a cafe and specialise in selling tins of Coke. But you can also get, you know, a baguette made and a plate of chips, and you can have a bowl of soup. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We're the soup shop. It's just all about soup.
Yeah. But you can also get a sandwich in 19 types
but
of
you can,
soup.
Yeah, you can also get other things with it as well.
If you don't want soup, you can have...
We're the quirky soup shop.
A fry or whatever.
No, perfect. No, honestly, though, because I think it's funny and they've obviously have actually sold stuff, which
is,
like...
Yeah, making a fortune. And
it's funny.
Crying. They must have watched the fucking...
I love a crisp sandwich, like...
It's alright.
I absolutely love it. Oh, I love a crisp sandwich.
I'm not sure if I would be into a Belfast bap with a fucking...
No, I'm not in Belfast baps anyway. It's too much bread for me. And I do like I'm a fan of bread, but it's just too much. There's just the bread to stuff ratio is way too big.
See the big lad that you get in Build-A-Burger, their food challenge? It's in a Belfast bap, and it's the killer.
That is bound to be, yeah.
It's like eating a fucking cardboard box that you've ripped into shreds. Anyway, highlight of the week. Listen to this guy being interviewed on the fucking news here, really. This guy's about 16.
They're a hardy breed in these parts. Well, the demolish says we had to go anyway. We haven't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
Now, that's someone filming their TV. Oh, God, sure, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite. That's a fucking... He's like a... What would you say he was? Like an 80-year-old, 16-year-old?
Sure, the more saves had to go in the restroom and fucking...
I think it's so sweet because there's not a lot of people like that anymore.
Retarded?
No, but I think he just seems like a nice guy, doesn't he?
It's so funny because I did that worst accent ever video. That has 92,000 views. Someone said the Derry accent is live and well. That's not a Derry accent to me. But your mum fucking texts me. Mickey sent it to me. About three people on Facebook sent it to me. Just being like, oh, you should totally take the piss out of it. Like, you can't top that guy. Like, he's killed it there.
Could you even replicate that accent, you think?
What, like I wasn't just doing it there for fucking 10 minutes?
What?
I'm sure you... Hold on. No choice in the matter.
Hold on.
Memo says we had to go. Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
Does that not sound like... If you close your eyes, you're like, that's a 97-year-old woman.
Not woman, man. Like an old farmer.
Getting frostbite.
Sounds like an old frostbite. Farmer from Troon.
You wouldn't belong getting your cunt waxed. Oh, Jesus, you wouldn't belong catching the titworms down.
God!
You get along the titworms. Fucking frostbite in the tit. Snap your nipple off like a fucking, like a wee fucking fruit pastel.
You get it now.
Titworms. You wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
Okay, let's do the questions because we've been talking for an hour, Maureen. How does it feel to be part of the 100th podcast?
Me?
Yeah? No.
Fighting? Well, seeing as I bought you your Zoom.
Thanks. Do you want to touch my snowman?
No.
Do you want to see my titworms?
Sure, you wouldn't belong getting frostbitten on your tits.
Here we go. Let's go for it. Connor McCallion. Is the blood, the mud, and the beer going ahead, or is it scrapped? We're going to film a pilot this January. And just as a fuck you, not a fuck you, but just to try and say, you know, let's not worry about number twos. Let's get stuff
made. Let's be number one. Because number two means dunk skull.
Yeah. Number two means bum biscuits, and number one means the best. Number one, here's a song called Number One. Oh, mate, wait.
What?
Public. Yes. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get mad black up in this piece.
We can might go, see over 100 kids today, and if we just find just one, then it's a good day.
Can that sounds crap?
Yep. Public Enemy number one. By Public Enemy.
And was it number one?
Doesn't matter, it's number one in my world. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't hear him say what number one was.
Oh, man. In the middle, he's like, Public Enemy number one. And that's me scratching. One. Eat a load of tipworms. Tipworms. You wouldn't belong getting frostbite. You wouldn't even take it.
Oh, God!
I got so into character there, I just... Did that go on? I just...
Oh, I might be in the bed sheet there. Oh.
I just... Maureen, have your shoes on?
No.
Don't stand up.
Or not.
I just...
Was there anything in it?
No. Okay. I just...
Gone.
Pimp slapped a cup halfway across the room.
You did? You totally bitch slapped it to something.
You can't say bitch slap wins against women and Jesus and tipworms.
You better not be having a piss out there to the tip of your neck. Hey, it'll freeze clean up. You'll be able to snap it off and throw the brain like a fucking raspberry. You better not be pulling out your protuberance there. You'll be getting a lot of fucking. You got a wee bit of ice around your meatus. Meatus is what the doctor would call. The Japsai, but now it's politically correct. We've changed it to Chapsai, which kind of sounds more or less the same, thanks to the in-betweeners. I've changed it from Japsai because of its slanty, squinty motion.
Right. Oh, that escalated quickly.
There was a guy I knew at school, right? And I don't know if it was like an urban myth or it actually happened to him, but apparently he was in like Finland or something, went to have a piss outside and his dick tip froze.
Ooh.
Yeah. And you have to snap it off, just his dick's like a packet of polos. Just tube, flush at the end. He's just screw a wee bit on before he does a bit of riding.
Nice.
That's all fabricated, but the piss bit was true. Public Enemy number one. That's what I do, man. I listen to music and I slap cups. I slap cups around the place. Here's more questions. Paul Henry, hashtag Yamakalava. Am I right? Connor Hicks, is this the real bit? What the hell is this shit? Paul Henry, is Hackjob still going? We'll just put videos up on the Hackjob page and then maybe assemble some videos for the internet. It's not worth it. It's not worth putting it up on YouTube. Maybe it is, but...
Well, you'll still put them up, but...
Yeah, I'll put them up, but I mean, that's not...
It's more accessible for people on Facebook, isn't it, really?
That's true. Who's going to win, McGregor or Sliver?
McGregor's gonna win.
Like. I believe his name's Dennis Seaver, is it? I don't know. But probably McGregor, I would imagine.
Is the other guy, like, Seaver good, is he?
It's weird because I haven't seen him fight anyone in quite some time. He's a wee small guy. He's beat some people. But McGregor's gonna be, like, way taller than him and way, like, rangier. And more athletic, so I would say probably.
But he's very good, McGregor. Like, he's good.
Very
like,
fast, yeah.
Plus, he's got a lot riding on this because he may get
a title shot
and in quote Park very possibly.
Probably. So they could sell it out two nights in a row, probably.
He Fuck probably Garth wants Brooks. It way more.
I like that. Yeah.
Do you know?
For sure.
Ryan McLaughlin, what's your thoughts on John Jones going to rehab and loving the coco? I'm in love with her.
That oh my god, that's, do Colin, are you putting that song on?
Yeah.
Don't, it's please the, don't do it. Don't do it.
It's the worst. I mean, look, it's already comes up on my
you
previously.
Can't stop, listen, I can't stop singing it. I'm in
love with the coco. I just can't believe it's a real song. Look how serious this guy is. He looks like Dizzy Rascal but angry. And he's clearly never been on camera before. Here we go.
I'm in love with the coco. So ridiculous. I'm in love with the coco.
I got it for the Lolo. You got it for the Lolo. What does that even mean? Where'd you get that? I got it from the Lolo. That's a retard. I'm a retard, I'm watching. It's got 49 million hits. I'm in love with the coco. What else rhymes with coco? His dick looks like Packard Apollo's. Hurt my throat there. I'm in love with the buttholes. We forgot about Loco.
Loco.
Basically, what's happened in the video is there's a bunch of bad lads sitting in a caravan here playing with coke, apparently not doing anything with it, just flopping it about. He's in love with the cocos. And then a bunch of more bad lads just walking around this.
All bad boys.
Absolute, what appears to be a shithole.
I didn't realise he went to jail then.
Was it, yeah.
Did you lie? Did you make
no,
that?
No, I'm pretty sure it was him. I heard it second hand. Hit you with that drink I want. He's talking about shooting someone there, in case you didn't know what he was talking about, because he said it in Spanish. He went, bah! There. There. Hit you with that drink I
want. Because he crowd playing guns.
And he's like, like a chicken. So John Jones got done for coke. He's a, you know, the UFC fighter.
That the guy fought last time.
Yeah. Basically, what's happened is they've went send him to rehab. Bear in mind, there's people being dropped from the UFC for smoking weed, which does nothing to you really. It's not even a performance enhancer, and seemingly neither is cocaine. But nothing happened to him because he's the champ. And all that shit. They sent him to rehab. He was there for a night. You know, they're acting like, oh, he needs help and he had a problem. He's probably just in Brazil living it up and took some coke.
He won, didn't he?
Yeah.
And did they take that away from him?
No.
No?
How can they? He makes too much money. He's like when he got done for the cocaine thing, it was actually in like early fucking November or something. It was ages ago.
Oh really? I thought they just found this out after.
They randomly test you all the time.
Yeah.
And there was trace amounts of cocaine, but it only stays in your body. I have to say, like, I don't really give a shit. Let them all take whatever the fuck they want. Who cares? Thoughts on that crisp sandwich shop? Too far? What do you mean too far? What's next? Build a lucky bag? Yeah, well, that's called fucking a sweet shop. When was the last time you sat down to a bowl of champ? There was one day I went and bought the wee sad champ from...
sad champs.
The wee singular person.
That's so sad.
Champ.
It's only okay for us because we both ate it and because it's just quicker than actually making it because there's only two of us.
Yeah, if you've got like chicken or something, you go, we need some spuds. You go buy them rather than be like, I'm going to buy a pile of spuds, cook them, mash them, add all the butter, fuck about. Just buy
we do that.
Just buy the wee lonely mash.
There's just too many.
I actually saw a guy at a bus stop holding a wee lonely mash.
Oh my god.
Like he was going home just to.
But every time we get them in the shop, we weep a little bit, don't we? Even though it's like we're sharing it, it's still like, oh my god, I bet you someone's bought this for themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm just eating
and
sad champagne.
And they went to put it in the microwave and they turned the knob and it just went and it broke and he's like.
The knob breaks. And he tries to take the plastic off and it doesn't come off
and
properly.
He gets it all over his hands and all. And then he finds a way to heat it. Like he goes, oh, maybe I can just like, float that in water or something. Right, and then just as he goes to eat it, drops it on the floor.
And then he just sadly picks it off his gets down on his knees
and he's like eating it off the floor. Ugh. And before he's so hungry and before he gets the end of it, his dog runs over and eats all the rest of it.
and then his dog turns around
and is shaking and dog eats it and then dies, so it was a waste of time that he even ate it. So the dog ate it and then had a big shaky shite because it could barely hold its leg up. And then falls over and dies, and he's like, I could eat the mash. And it's because the dog's allergic to mash.
No, I see the dog.
Yeah. And then he has to walk back to Central to get another one that's shut. And he just jumps under a bus. Probably not in Malone Road. It'd probably be one every fucking 9 hours. You guys be waiting 45 minutes to kill himself.
He goes to walk by once, but then the bus comes. And
I was supposed to be under an 8B about 10 minutes ago, but fuck myself out of it now. Do you want some mash? Come on round. Then he makes a friend. And then he goes, have you heard this song yet? And he goes, what is it? And he goes, Honey Girl with a Champ. I love some potatoes. Want some mashed potatoes? Look how angry that guy is. He looks like an angry old black lady, but he's a man. OK Genesis. I know nothing but the purple. So, can't even speak proper. Why am I on Lidl's website there? I love Lidl. It's the best ever. Right, let's rattle through these motherfuckers. Hackjob on hiatus. Mate, how many times are you going to ask that question? Yes. Heard any new band/artist recently that you've enjoyed? Not so much, music-wise. The Goddamn? Don't know. Who are you into at the minute? LJ.
Listen to a lot of Scooter at the minute. So.
Yeah. Respect his man, the ice cream van. I tell you, I get in the ice cream van. Fucking frostbutt. Chris McCullough. What's the strangest country your podcast has been downloading in? I have no idea. How can you tell?
You could probably go and see where it's been listening. Yeah.
I'm in love with the go. If you can tell me via the internet how to do that, I'll certainly try that. Dylan McCrudden's. Did you watch? That's the guy reminded me that I had 100 podcasts. No cocoa for me. I just slapped it all over the fucking room. If I was here by myself, I'd smash that, forget about it, go to stand up, and a fucking shard of glass would go clean through my foot.
No, I would come home and take my shoes off and walk in and slice my foot up and you go, oh yeah, smash a glass down you. And that's usually how it goes.
Smash the glass down you. Did you watch the new BBC Comedy Number 2s? You'd love it. And in brackets, probably not, though. I didn't love it. I think it was a fucking failure. No, I'm joking.
But it was more reasons outside of the actual content. It was just what it represents, really, isn't it?
Yeah. It's delving back into some shit no one cares about. Do listen. In fact, I think it was just... They probably could have done something that really... Like, but here's the thing. There's things like Vape, The Thick of It, all that shit that is the same type of,
yeah,
you know, spin doctors and fucking people who work with people in power and all that shit, vice president. It's all the same shit. And then they do it here and it's just bad. Do you listen to the new Blockbuster podcast, Serial? What? I don't know what that means. I'm going to have to look that up separately. Phil Bailey, do you ever feel the need to act/be funny when you see fans? Or when you're out, since you're a comedian? Nah, well, luckily I'm hilarious all the time. Am I right, Maureen?
Yep. Am I joking? Yeah.
Nah, you don't have to. If someone's, like, nice and you're having a good laugh and it's funny, then it's just funny. But if someone's acting a cunt and you're like, well, why? I'm just going to give you nothing here.
But it's like any...
Zero energy going back your direction.
Funny person, either not... A comedian. If you're just having chats with people, you'll probably come out as quite funny. Yeah. But if someone comes up and goes, tell us a joke then, yeah, not very, like, funny.
How about you go fuck yourself? You fucking nod. It's getting me angry even thinking about it. Any more hack job in the pipeline? Yes.
Is everyone like us? That's good though.
Well, one guy asked about 9 times.
Oh, excellent.
So
he's a psychopath.
I'm in love for the pedos. Right. Fucking get frostbite. Right, let's go with the Facebook questions. This might be one of the longest podcasts ever.
Ooh.
1:18. Christ on a trike. I can't believe Lecky got a coffee in that fucking place last night. Do you believe that?
Should we do it 100 minutes, this podcast? What is 100 minutes called?
1:40. Oh.
I just couldn't be bothered thinking about it.
Is that a genuine question?
Yeah, genuinely just like, I don't even want to think about that right now.
I'm in 100 minutes, please.
I'm off work, I'm not like, doing any thoughts on anything.
Yeah.
That has to do with any numbers.
How did Joe Lindsay land a holiday show? Gavin Crook. Because he's a fucking TV presenter.
And he probably auditioned or went for some sort of job interview.
That's a good show.
About
Getaways.
It. Get away.
Joe Lindsay going, here's a fucking lovely.
Not bad, dude.
Joe Lindsay's a good lad, to be fair to him. Big giant lanky bastard. It is funny though, when he's being all bubbly.
You can get a decent chorizo wood for one bloody blah.
And only a Northern Irish programme would be like, here we are in such and such, you can stay at the Travel Lodge in fucking in Monaco or something. For only £900 a night. Curtis Byrne, do you think the KKK used Daz to keep their sheets whiter than white? No, they probably just used freshly picked cotton from some... That's... Oh, Colin, why is that?
Ooh, Colin.
Go easy. I don't know. Imagine being the KKK. How fucking retarded is that? Imagine really, seriously, with conviction going, I'm the KKK.
But see, going,
What are you? The Grand Lizard or something?
The Grand Lizard.
Are you the wee wizard wings?
Glenn Lippies.
You wee glittery wizard? Which one are you? Captain Wizards?
But see, both of us can't understand it because, apart from all of the other terrible things that they do, we would get too bored being in the same group all the time, man.
That's so hipster.
What?
Saying that.
What? Get,
dude, both... I would be switching between that and like
no.
Fucking...
Nazis.
Yeah, and we love it, the Cholos.
No, just be like, we just had to be in the one group with the same outfit all the time. Man, that'd be so boring.
I'd forget that I was supposed to be a racist. You know what I mean? I'd be like,
exactly.
What are you doing, Mr. Gatiss? And I'd be like, listening to Public Enemy. That's a pile of black persons.
And you'd be like, oh yeah.
And I said, I'm in love with the Coco. yeah. Mr. Gale.
This is a weird dance you did there that no one else could see.
Mr. Gale, I don't know, I have to stick my lips. I'll tighten my lips and...
Is that your racist? Like your racist lips?
I'm a racist with no lips. Mr. Gale, what the fuck are you listening to up there? I'd be like, shut up, Cletus, I'm listening to this.
Bacon soda, I got bacon soda.
That's how we keep our whites whiter than mine.
Bacon soda.
I got bacon soda.
Bacon soda. I got bacon soda.
And I rubbed that on my little sheet that I wear there.
Whip it through the glass, nigga.
Whip it through the glass, N-word. I can't say it. I can't say the N-words. I'm reformed. If someone could watch this video, and if anyone has ever made a video of any sort, basically the foundation of this video, if you can imagine a layer, right, here's the bottom layer of this video, is all of him just sitting at that table dancing, chair dancing,
mm-hmm.
The way I was doing a minute ago. You can't get the legs in, so you're just flexing with the arms. I imagine that whole shot, 3 minutes or whatever, 4 minutes. And then they cut away to different shit. So they basically got 4 minutes of him making soda, trying to like, they're like, give us a bit more energy because this is all we're showing. It's just you sitting in a caravan with all these other black dudes drinking iced tea, pretending it's whiskey or cognac or whatever the black lads drink. So he's giving it stacks, just sitting there. And then they cut away to like, probably gonna get some sort of back to the racist guy, he's directing it. Probably gonna get some boys just walking around. Acting tough and stuff. Yeah. Very muscular, you got a high buttox, like it. But your fast twitch muscle quicker, bet you can run real quick, boy. Very naturally, fucking, got a generous portion there in the panties. What are you packing? Show me your penis. I'm in love with the cop. Go.
Okay, sorry about that. Back to the questions anyway. Sorry.
Oh.
This is why I don't do long podcasts. You go a bit funny at like an hour and something. What's your favourite tattoo? I like the one where it was like a girl's muff. Have you seen that?
In someone's armpit?
It's like a girl's muff. No, and there's a wee corner cut out of it. And there's like a wee stick man with like a lawnmower.
That's good.
Cutting it.
I like the one where the guy is also got...
And then her slices down there and that's her old clam on it.
Good job you drew that out for me. Thank you, Colin, with the much detail. I like the one where the guy's obviously like, don't know whether he's born with it or got amputated his arm and it looks like a shark.
A dolphin? He's got the dolphin. Wee nub and it's a dolphin?
Yeah, a dolphin.
It's right. A wee smiley dolphin.
There's one that's something else. I've seen a few like that, but yeah, there's a dolphin one, yeah. Quite clever. It's fun, yeah. Isn't it?
I've seen the guy with the stumpy arm and it's like the nose of like a Spitfire plane.
So cool.
Class.
That's when tattoos are really cool because you're going, that's like a bit of art.
That's quite cool. I'm in Apollo here. I'm in love with the Apollos. They're good for your teeth.
They're not good for your teeth, Carl. You should still brush your teeth.
You don't need to brush teeth in your polos. All you do is scrape your tongue because it's covered in dust.
What's to scrape with another polo?
Polo dust on my tongue. Fergal McGorman, what's the drunkest you've ever been? There's one time at your house I vomited till my fucking, I got black eyes. Do you remember that?
Right out the front door, which was nowhere near.
Oh, that was a different time. I was thinking about the other time.
What was the other time? Oh, the time that you did it so loud that I was in the kitchen with the TV on, which is quite far away from the toilet. And I could just hear you going, I actually had to come by you going, are you okay, Colin?
But go easy, because if rough. Anyone can be buried with vomit stories, it's you. Colin, I vomited in a lampshade last night in your bedroom. Remember?
Yeah.
Right. That night you're like, I wasn't sick, was I? And you're like, I was sitting watching you chunder off the edge of the bed, wipe it up with your dress that you just bought that day. And then stand, like, open the bog door with a fucking 2p and just stand over you while you're, like, drawing pictures and you're sick on the floor.
Right, you're elaborating now.
Yeah. But you've done a few sicks in your time, haven't you?
Okay, cut that bit out.
Because I was just like, I need to go be sick violently.
No, it was violently and long. Yeah. And your eyeballs were, like, popping out of your head. It was so strained.
Yeah.
And then you also did it out my front door after a wedding.
I was poisoned.
And the bad thing was, whenever I went right point nuclear,
the bad thing was I was wearing a shirt and boxers walking around. The bad thing was the tap was at the other end of the garden, yeah. So I had to fill buckets up and I had to like swoosh it onto the grass.
It was all in tarmac, which was nowhere like quite a big driveway, nowhere near grass. So it took you about 7 or 8 goes to get it near.
To like as if there were waves in the ocean.
And then because
swishing it, whoosh.
Horrible. And then because I was feeling a bit like queasy then after hearing you be sick, the sound of you just throwing the water on the ground was making me go, ugh.
But then you knock up and do shits all over the place?
No, I just got that thing where do you ever like feel really sick or like really faint and you just get really warm? Because I'm a bit weird with vomit.
You had to go for a dump and take your top off?
No, I just had to go take all my clothes off because it was so warm and sit in the toilet because I felt really sick. Like it was either going to be sick or faint.
Sit in it? Like with the water hit your bum?
I just was in the toilet. Because it's the only place you can lock the door that no one's going to see me.
Close the lid down.
But you just made me feel so sick with the sounds that you're making that I had it. I was just really, I got really warm and very claustrophobic. Yeah. So that was pretty rough. Like, that wasn't good.
And that was because it was a wedding and the wedding had in a marquee, like all the food. But it was great because they just left the food all day. So it wasn't like you eat your meal and you drink and then you're starving. You could just dip in and out. So once there was enough pints put away, me and Begley went in. Eating cheese in the dark. What I pray
it's
was cheese.
It's because it was in the dark as well. And we're drunk so you can't really see what we're doing anyway.
And I was just handfuls of warm coleslaw. All sort. We tried all the cheese. So it was like, what's that one on? Was it really garlicky cheese? And we're like, what? Blue cheese. Eating all the ham. There was enormous amounts of... I think it was the ham, did it? I think I had pork poison.
Another
thing. I'm in love with the pork. And then, no, it was definitely... There was a garlic cheese. You know, like soft garlic cheese. Oh man, I sicked out my nose. And there was no... I swear to God, if I didn't have the coordination to get that key turned and the door opened...
It's quite an awkward door, that.
I'd have just chundered all over that door.
You probably would have been so embarrassed. You probably just would have like, just walked straight out. of my, like, just if you hadn't been sick at my door, you was straight in the road, just home.
Just walked home, just yeah, walked just the like, way up that motorway.
15 miles away.
Just no effort whatsoever.
I know, I could hear it because all the windows were open. Let's not talk about this. This is horrible memories as well.
Tell you what, woke up starving then. UFC time. Will the notorious Conor McGregor be a match for Aldo? I like the way this guy talks, like he's doing an actual rundown. UFC time. Will the notorious Conor McGregor be a match for Aldo? If/when he beats Seaver on Sunday. Also, what got you interested in BJJ? I think McGregor will probably beat him. It might get talked up a lot, and he might just go to a decision or something. What got you interested in BJJ? Just boys, just throwing around the boys.
Roly polies.
I have an interest in watching UFC. They do a bit in UFC. I used to do a bit of judo. I used to do a bit of rugby.
You do a bit of gymnastics.
I used to do a bit of gymnastics. I used to do a bit of vomiting. And it's a good thing to do. It's fun as shit, man. Isn't it? It's just fun, boy. You get to break coat racks like I've done this week by hanging 3 geese on it, which have a combined weight of about fucking 20k.
And when you try and wash them, the washing machine sounds like...
it's about to take off.
Yeah,
it's
actually going to take off.
Because a wet gee, Maureen.
Oh.
Under your sink. Is dangerous. It'll throw your... Sean Campbell. Our Sean Campbell too.
Is it? It's our Sean
Final
Campbell.
Final question. Is McGregor actually any use? He is, yeah.
He is?
He's super good.
I mean, he's a character, like, and he's really good for TV and stuff, but he's actually very good.
Yeah. He's just got that sort of... There are people who win a lot of... Like, there's people who are sort of under the radar that don't talk as well and aren't as entertaining, who win a lot of fights. But it's kind of like... You really do have to win a lot of fights and go, oh, this guy's won like 9 fights in a row here. It's time for him to have a title fight or whatever. But,
and the fact that he calls out what he wants to do and doesn't.
Well, he did it once, like.
No, but you know what I mean? So he's good. It's not as if he is all talk. He isn't all talk.
No, he is very good, yeah. It'll be interesting to see if. We see Aldo, if he fights Aldo after this next fight, he's super powerful. So, I don't know. Anyway. Right, we'll wrap this motherfucker up, will we? Just in summary, I'm in love with the Coco. We need to clean this glass up, because I just smashed it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Come to Lavery's next Wednesday, the 21st. I'll announce the headliner, hopefully tomorrow. They're always good. The lineups are always good. Connor Keyes is going to be supporting. Probably get another fella in there to support. You know.
Always a good night.
Yeah.
Good fun.
Made headline myself.
Oh.
Haven't done a headline set in ages. No.
This is true.
Depends. I don't know who's going to be in any way arsed about that at all. But anyway.
Is there anything you want to say to your fans for your 100th podcast?
Guys, thanks for listening. If you know anyone that wants to give me free money for sponsorship, for sure text them and tell them to send me a Bebo and we can organise some stuff. I think it's time for a sponsorship. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not talking hundreds of thousands of pounds. I'm just talking thousands of pounds.
And maybe 100 of them.
Yeah. Thousands of pounds for 100 months.
Well, seeing as we've no glasses left, like, we'll have to probably...
Yeah, I'll have to buy one cup. I'd like a new hat after that absolute fucking slapper stole it off me. And,
so sad, wasn't it?
I'm gonna... I think it's a woman. I think it's a woman.
I think it was too. I don't know why I have the vibes that it was.
I don't know what a fella would do with... Like, oh man, I'd...
I wish I'd have seen who it was. Because I was like, did you see... Because I was ready to run after them, like, I was.
If it was a girl, I'd... Honestly, I would have just grabbed by the hair and threw it at the floor.
I mean, I would have just unleashed Anna on her anyway. Anna would have, like,
stabbed the
shit
a bitch.
Out of her, like, yeah.
Caught a bitch.
Absolutely.
She's big, like, big, tall, strong woman. Take her down, boom, stomp on her head. Wake up the next day, be all like, what happened? You just can't get in fights publicly. Mac girls are, like, famous, isn't it?
Hashtag Insta famous.
Hashtag Mac famous.
Hashtag... Matt Girl? That's an actual hashtag.
Is it? Yeah. Hashtag Matt Girl?
Yeah.
Do you all know each other? Hello, I'm Matt Girl from China. Is that racist?
Maybe.
Look, I don't think so. Impressions aren't racist. I hit my
that
ball.
That was the good
so.
One, though.
Right.
Like,
1 minute 33. That's a long podcast.
1 minute 33.
1 hour 33. I'm all fucked up here.
If you've stayed to the end, well done. Credit to you.
Of course they will. If they've started it, they've nothing better to do. If you've started listening to a podcast, let's face it, what are you, on the bus or something? I'm going to go out because the battery actually seems to be going quite low.
We'll probably just continue to talk like this because this is...
My guest today was Maureen McGrath.
Thank you. I'll shake your hand. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you.
Can you hear it?
No. It was very informative chat. I believe you're now in love with Coco. we'll speak to you next
I'll
week.
Hashtag
MacFamous. I also have... I'm going to do podcasts every Tuesday and every Friday now.
Yeah.
What are you doing, taking a photo of me?
No, I'm just going to put like a closing song on for everyone.
Hashtag MacFamous. Okay, and with our final song tonight, here is Girlfriend Maureen, and we'll speak to you on Friday maybe. You say we want some pussy, shake your watch.
Shake what? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Back to the beat, back to the beat, back to the beat! Now!
That's amazing.
Hands up in the air! That's a freaking Coco song.
Come on! Face in the face, dumb down. Say
bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.